It's said that we overestimate what we can do in a day and we underestimate what we can do in a year. Each new quarter that we step into in our businesses gives us the opportunity to evaluate where we're at and course correct if need be. And we have just entered quarter four, the final sprint of the year. Today, my invitation to you is to evaluate where you're sitting right now in your business compared to where you thought you'd be by now. Remember how shiny and new the year feels, the beginning of 2025? We enter it, we make all these big plans and dreams and schemes, and by the time September rolls around, we can be feeling on top of the world with our goals, or we can be feeling like, oh my gosh, where has the time gone? And almost like there's no point in moving forward. However, historically, more money changes hands in the online space in Q4 than any other quarter of the year. So there's still time for you to reach those goals that you set for yourself. And that's what today's episode of Unjaded is all about. So first things first, in order to understand where we're going in Q4, it's important to take stock of the metrics of the last three quarters. Where have you been? What have you done? Where did you go off track? Where were you on track? How did it feel? All of the things. We want to look at both the tangible, the numbers, the systems, those sort of things, and the intangible. Where were you leaning into your human design more than you ever have before? Where did it feel good to create content? Where did you live your life fully while you were living your business? Those things matter too. And I invite you to get real about your numbers because the numbers don't lie. So the first thing we're going to do here is debrief your last quarter or the year so far, if you don't do this every quarter, because you have to know where you've been to know where you're at today and move forward with the plan. And I know that that planning word can scare some people. If that's you, just take a big deep breath. This doesn't have to be about the numbers. This practice can be done for any metric in your life. And we're going to start with the numbers today. So I'm going to give you a series of questions. This may be an episode that you will want to listen to again later on when you can have a pen and a paper handy. I know that probably you're on the go while you're listening to this. So start with your numbers. How much money did you bring into your business either in Q3 or the entire year so far, however you're going to do this? Whatever you're going to use as your timeline, use it for all of these questions. Which offers in your business did that money come from? Was it from one-on-one sessions? Was it from a group program you offered? Was it from one-off sales of, say, personalized reports? How were the offers delivered? Again, was it a one-on-one container? Was it a group container? Was it Voxer sessions? And do you love that delivery? Because so often I work with entrepreneurs who don't love the way that they are delivering their offers. And they stick with it because some guru in the online space told them that they had to do that. Classic examples are you keep doing one-on-one work until you get good enough, big time air quotes there, to do group work. That's not how your design works. In my experience with hundreds of entrepreneurs that I have worked with, I see that there is circuitry that lends itself really well to group work and circuitry that does not. Same thing with one-on-one, circuitry that lends itself really well to one-on-one work and circuitry that does not. Or sometimes people, this happened in the last round of Content by Design, actually, where one of the women, she's an online coach, and she was pushing through doing group work, kept offering group programs. They weren't selling really well because her heart wasn't in. She didn't like to do group work. She loved to do one-on-one work. But in the online space, she'd been led to believe that the only way to scale your business is through group work, which just isn't true. So take a look at the delivery method for your offer. And if it's not something you love, I'm betting there's some other thing that you've been kind of toying with that keeps coming back around in your mind that you think, oh, that seems juicy. What is the juicy thing? Write it down. It's good to know. Maybe you'll use it, maybe you won't. Is there a piece of your human design that you really leaned heavily into? And how did that feel? Did you remember to respond instead of initiate? Did you give yourself permission to initiate someone by informing? Were you standing more in your profile? Remember that your profile is who you're here to be. How have you stepped out of the conditioning around your human design profile, and how can you celebrate that for yourself? Is there something you wish you had done more of? Again, we're looking at either the last quarter, Q3, or the entire year so far. Maybe you wished that you had more time with your grandkids. Maybe you wanted to schedule family meals instead of Zoom calls, but you pushed through and felt like you had to work evenings because of that of your clientele. Maybe you really need some structure and systems in your business and you feel like your life is breaking because that isn't there to hold you. And then what goals did you accomplish? And this doesn't have to be about the money. So for me, in Q2, I experienced a financial loss in my business intentionally because I was working on systems. I knew that I needed better systems to hold my expansion. The last two launches that we had been through at that point, the same things kept breaking in the funnels. The same things kept breaking in the ads. I needed a new website because it was barely holding together. I needed a funnel cleanup, all of the things. So we took a pause in Q2 in my business. I hired a kick-ass website designer. You can check out the new website. It's just my name, VickiDixon.com. Chelsea Brady of The Rising Creative created that website, and it was a beast for her because I have a ton of content online. And then we worked in the background. She helped us work in the background to clean up a lot of the funnels. I had so many funnels in my kit. It was just making me dizzy every time I went to do something, which was costing me. It was costing me time and it was costing me peace to look at this mess in the back end of my business. So sometimes we forget to celebrate the things along the way that aren't money. And I want you to take in a minute. I invite you to take a minute here, take more than a minute, and really jot down those things that moved you forward, either in your business or your life. Jot down how you lived and loved and what felt good because of your business. Because your business is not your life. It's part of your life, but it should, there's that word I don't love, but it should be fueling your life, not sucking the joy out of you. So what can you celebrate that you accomplished in Q3 or in the first part of the year so far? There's a concept that I love to use in my planning sessions, an analogy that I love to use in my planning sessions. Maybe you've heard of this science experiment before, where there is a vase and you put the sand in the vase and then the pebbles and then the water, and then you get to the end and you have all of these rocks left on the table and nothing else will fit in the vase. But if instead you start and you put big rocks in and then little rocks and then sand and then water, you can hold more in the vase. So that's how I love to look at planning in my business and the businesses of the entrepreneurs that I work with. Start with your big rocks. When you're looking at your yearly planning in January, when you're looking at your quarterly planning, hopefully the end of the quarter before, but here we are a little bit later this time. Look at your big rocks first. So for you now moving into Q4, I would love to invite you to pick one big rock. This could be launching a program. It could be filling a certain number of one-on-one spots. It could be a revenue goal, building your email list to a certain number. But what is the one big thing that you're going to focus on in your business? Like I said, for us in Q2, it was the new website and getting the funnels in order. That was all that we could focus on for that quarter. This last quarter, it was all about the launch of CBD. Everything that we did for that entire quarter went to CBD. So for July, August, and September, that was our focus. Even though what you saw on the outside was only, when did we start? September 11th we started? Was only from the 11th to the 25th. You saw something on the outside that was 2 weeks. And on the inside, we worked on it for 3 months. And we already have systems in place. And that was the only thing that I did. I wasn't launching a different offer every week. I wasn't coming up with new lead magnets. I wasn't developing new systems in the back end of my business. We worked on CBD, and that's it. So that's what you're looking for, is what is the big rock that you're going to focus on in Q4? And then if there are a few other little rocks that need to go in, see how they fit. And I'll give you another example from my own business. In Q1, we had the CBD launch in January, which meant that's what we were working on in Q4 of 2024. And then at the end of Q1, we launched the membership, Design to Profit. So that was the big rock that we were working to there. So technically we had a couple big rocks, but they were really spread out. And the work for the one big rock was happening in the quarter before. Hopefully that's making sense. In this quarter, my big rock is my Black Friday week sale. That is a beast. And that is the big thing that we'll focus on. The little rocks now become a membership downsell that we're in right now at the time of this recording. We're downselling to the Design to Profit membership from the CBD launch. I'm going to be recreating lead magnets and funnels based on the offers that are now in place that are selling well. And, spoiler alert, this includes a private podcast on how to create your offer pathway in 30 days. So stay tuned for that. That's all I'm doing. So I've got Black Friday week sale, the membership downsell, which at the time of this recording is happening now. And then for the rest of the quarter, I'm recreating the lead magnets and the funnels based on the offers that are already there. I know that all of the activities that I'm working on in my business need to lead to those rocks. I know that those are the drivers in my business. So you may or may not want to set a revenue goal. It really doesn't matter. The goal really doesn't matter. I know in the mastermind that I'm in, I submit a financial goal and a goal for what I intend to do to reach that goal. Like, what is my big rock that I'm going to reach that goal? And it really doesn't matter whether I hit the financial goal or not, but just the very act of me putting it down on paper and having it in the back of my mind makes it that much more possible that it will happen. So it might be that you want to set a revenue goal. I strongly suggest it, but I know that there are people who have a lot of resistance to that. And then look at the rocks that you have planned. Do they support this goal? So you're not going to come up with, say, a $50,000 goal for a quarter if you're going to be selling $97 one-on-one sessions, because that math just won't compute. So look at, do they support that goal? And if not, then something needs to be adjusted. So once this is in place, once you know your big rocks and if there are any little supporting little rocks, you know then what daily and weekly activities you need to be focused on in order to make that happen. Those are the activities that get your intention. You're no longer kind of twiddling your thumbs, spending hours and hours and hours toiling away in your office, not understanding what you're working on, creating endless content that fills up the algorithm and pours education and entertainment on people and doesn't lead to anything. You understand what content is important to create. That's a big thing in your business because so many entrepreneurs are wasting hours and hours and hours of time a week creating content that leads nowhere. When you have your rocks in place, you know where your content has to lead to. And that is so important because you're not here to just fill up the algorithm or the podcast airwaves or the YouTube space with content that isn't going anywhere. When you know the offers you're actually working with, you create the pathway that your people can follow and you don't worry about omnipresence, entertaining, educating people to no end. And another thing that I would love for you to consider when you're looking at your big rocks that are in place for the quarter is what soft practices need to be in place for this to happen. And what do I mean by that? Basically, how are you going to care for yourself as you move forward towards these goals? Because if you put a $100,000 launch on your list, that's your big rock for the quarter, and you've never launched before, you're going to need a whole bunch of nervous system work. Maybe based on your human design, you need retreat. Maybe you need times to hermit away. How are you going to get that as you work towards these goals? Schedule it now. And I mean, I know you're going to hear this in every online space, but do you need a cleaning lady? Do you need some support with meals? Do you need to set office hours for yourself so that you actually do close your computer and go spend time with your family? What support are you going to need in place to make this goal happen? And that doesn't have to mean support you have to spend money for. It can be how you're going to support yourself. Are you going to make sure that you have time in nature every day? What brings you back to yourself? Set yourself up for success by getting these things in place now. And then also look at your business. Will the systems that you have in place now hold this big rock that you've planned on? If not, it might be a good idea. I would strongly suggest it's a good idea to take a pause and get those systems in place. Yes, you can absolutely do things on the fly one time. If it's your beta launch, you can go balls to the wall and do it on the fly. Kind of, sort of. But if you're looking at some super big thing in your business, you're going to need the system in place to hold that. So when you begin to do this planning yearly, I'm going to be back in January talking to you about your whole year, and then divide it into quarters, the quarters makes it seem more manageable. So what I find is when I look at the entire year, and remember, I'm a quadrite in human design, so I need a lot of flow. I have these plans in place and I have flow, which is why I love the quarters and the one big rock. Because then I can flow in and out of the tasks that need to be done for that big rock instead of thinking, oh my God, there's 10 things I have to do. I know that all of the things that I'm doing lead to that one thing, and then I have flow in my life. So this planning, this way of planning helps me to have more flow in my life. This structure that I'm setting up helps me, supports my flow in my life. So if you're someone who's resistant to planning, I invite you to just kind of think about, what if I were to just try this? What if I were to just try planning for the quarter and see what changes in my business? And the other thing this does is it sets you up for success in those times where you're maybe not making money in your business. So again, I'll go back to my own experience with Q2. Because when I looked at the entire year and I planned big rocks based on quarters, I knew that I needed a launch in the first quarter of this year, because I knew that Q2 was all about getting systems in place and it was going to be a huge expenditure of time and money. So I knew I had to have enough money in the bank to carry that Q2. Instead of just getting to Q2 and then going, oh my gosh, my website is broken. Now what? Now I have to make a ratchety decision. I have to go into debt in my business in order to get things in place that need to be in place. So as much as leaning into your human design strategy and the nuances of your human design is so important in your business to not burn yourself out, so too is a planning process that works for you. This is what works for me. I invite you to tweak it as you like, but have some sort of an idea of what you're doing moving forward so that you're not scattered. You're not wondering what you need to be working on every day. You're not creating endless content, spending way too much time on content creation that doesn't lead people to spend money in your business. You know what's important, you do the work, and you make it happen. And it really doesn't matter whether you hit the goal, financial goal or not, because you're living your life better in your business. And that is magical. Now, in this episode, I mentioned that Black Friday is the big rock in my business for this quarter. Next week, I'm delivering an episode for you with some ideas on how you can use Black Friday to create excitement and money in Q4. Now, you're going to find people on both sides of the fence on this. Some people will say, why would you go online Black Friday when the online space is busy and noisy? And other people will say, oh my God, why not be there when it's busy and noisy? And I am more in that camp. Of course, I invite you to do you, do what works for your business. Here's the thing. In 2024, in the U.S. alone, U.S. consumers spent $10.8 billion online on Black Friday. That's a whole bunch of money. And for me, it feels very much like setting up your lemonade stand where there's traffic when you have a Black Friday event of some sort. And I've got all kinds of ways. We just did a training session in the membership because I realized, oh my gosh, Black Friday is coming. We need to throw an extra session in here so that people can be really ready for it. So we just did a really robust training session on all of the different things you could do for Black Friday. And I'm going to walk you through some of that here on the podcast next week so that you can set up your lemonade stand on a busy highway if you feel like that's the right thing for you, because you're going to have more eyeballs on your offers. And even if you're brand new and something, you have a small audience and you don't sell a whole bunch of stuff, you have raised a lot of awareness for what it is you do in your business. So that's next week's episode. It's all going to be about how to run suggestions, ideas on how to run a Black Friday sale, should you wish to. And to close us out, just one last thing about planning. If you're in business for yourself, nobody is coming to save you. If you've been in business a while, you already know that. But by you taking the time to reflect on the metrics in your business and also the intangibles in your business, how it feels, how it's fueling your life, and then set goals for what you'll focus on moving forward quarter by quarter by quarter, your business moves forward. No matter what your human design is, this is not going to happen by accident. There are very few entrepreneurs who I meet who say, oh yeah, it just happened. It just all came together and it just happened. And oh my God, I was making six figures a year. That's not normally the case. Quarter four can be your strongest quarter yet. More money changes hands in quarter four than any other quarter of the year. So tune in next week. I'm going to walk you through some Black Friday ideas. And if you would love more tailored support with your quarter four and all things in your business, I'm going to pop the link in the show notes for Design to Profit. It's where strategy and support meets your human design so that you can build your sustainable business without breaking your life.